This is Ozarks at Large. Issue 2 on this year's ballot is asking voters to approve changing term limits for the General Assembly described in Amendment 73 of the Arkansas Constitution. The amendment would eliminate lifetime term limits, but require breaks in service for future state senators and representatives. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
If approved, Issue 2 would prohibit future legislators from serving more than 12 years in a row. Legislators who serve the full 12 years consecutively would be allowed to run for office again after a four-year break. According to the Arkansas Public Policy Center, the amendment would also include two-year Senate terms resulting from apportionment after a census in calculating the years of consecutive service for legislators elected after January 1st of 2021. Currently, this two-year partial term does not count toward term limits. The passage of Issue 2 would allow current legislators and those elected in November to serve under the current term limit amendment, which allows them to serve 16 years consecutively or non-consecutively. They would be eligible to hold office in the future once 4 years have passed from the end of their last term. The Arkansas Senate and House of Representatives voted to put Issue 2 on the ballot. One of the main sponsors of the amendment was Senator Alan Clark of Lonsdale. Clark is in his 8th year of representing District 13 and says he thought it was important to get term limits right. Clark says there's been a lot of controversy over the past several years about term limits, but a 12-year term seems to be what people support.
While we want new blood, and I probably wouldn't be there without term limits, we also need some people with experience. And so the 12 years is a great balance. The fact that you've got that safety valve that says, hey, if this person is somebody we really need, we can bring them back. Because it's always up to the voters. That's the thing. Term limits, everybody always thinks about the person, but it's the voters who we limit. And once we take away that incumbency and that you have to be out 4 years, you've got to run against an incumbent then. In most cases, you've got to come back and run against somebody who's there and established. And so the voters are going to have to really want you to send you back.
Term limits have appeared on the ballot a number of times during the last three decades. In 1992, voters approved Amendment 73, which set terms for constitutional officers like the governor and state legislators. The amendment limited members of the House of Representatives to 3 2-year terms and state senators to 2 4-year terms. In 2004, voters rejected a proposal to allow up to 6 2-year terms in the House and 3 4-year terms in the Senate. In 2014, voters approved Amendment 94 to eliminate chamber-specific term limits and cap the total number of years state legislators can serve at 16. According to the Arkansas Public Policy Center, the term limits were part of an amendment known to many as the Ethics Amendment because of the new ethics requirements it included for legislators and the creation of an independent citizens commission responsible for establishing legislative pay.
The Ethics Amendment in 2014 that extended term limits was confusing, and I did not vote to put that on the ballot. I actually campaigned against it because I thought it was deceptive, and I didn't think the term limits were a bad thing. I just thought it was deceptive the way it was done. And so that's one of the things that we wanted to do with this was make it as clear and simple as we could.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Arkansas is one of 15 states that has term limits and is one of 6 states that has a lifetime ban. In the natural state, once you hit 16 years of service in the General Assembly, you can't run for office there again. Arkansas currently has the maximum number of years people can serve among states with term limits. When crafting Issue 2, Senator Clark says they looked at the 9 states that allow consecutive terms.
Nebraska has 4 years, and I think one other state has 4 years. Everyone else is less. Most of the other states, you actually can go, when you hit your term limit, you can go through the Senate to the House immediately, or you can go from the House to the Senate immediately, or there's a 2-year limitation. And we put a 4-year because we really wanted to take away the advantage of the incumbency, because there definitely is one, and have that time out. And what we found is even though their set out was not as strict or severe as ours, that they have an average between those 9 states of 5% of their current legislators, 4.9 actually, 4.9% of their current legislators were formerly term limited. And we thought 5% was acceptable. That means out of 135, we would have maybe seven.
Tim Jacob is a term limit activist who is against Issue 2 because approval would extend the amount of time legislators could serve in the Arkansas General Assembly.
Term limits has passed in a landslide election twice in our state, and the legislature and the lobbyists have sabotaged. It's time that the legislature and lobbyists listen to the voters instead of trying to trick voters, and that's exactly what they're doing here. These are terms for life. This is what's going to be on the ballot. Terms for life. And I'm against that, and I think they should listen to the voters' will.
Voters approved term limits in 1992 by a vote of 60% for and 40% against. In 2014, voters approved Amendments 94, with 52% of voters casting a ballot for the issue and 48% against. Jacob says being a legislator is not like a regular job, where it might be strange to be asked to leave after working for a certain amount of time.
Being a representative and making laws over every person in our state is not a regular job at all. And power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the voters have had this issue before them before. And term limits, real term limits, not the ones that are going to be on the ballot this time, but real term limits have won overwhelmingly in two landslide elections. And the last time it was really on the ballot, where the voters knew about it, it passed in 75 of 75 counties. 75 of 75 counties said no to the legislature and lobbyists. This is a legislature and lobbyist bill that's coming out right now. This issue, too, is put out by the legislature, for the legislature, by the legislature.
Jacob says having term limits that keep legislators from being able to serve for a lifetime helps give voters more of a voice in government.
Well, I think we need them in Washington. I think it brings new blood. It makes sure that we have choices at the election. Before we had term limits in this state, there was never a year, an election year, when we had more than half the legislators even have an opponent, because incumbency is so important and incumbency is so powerful. But it's really not a voice of the people. It's really not representing voters if you don't even have a choice at the polls. Term limits gives that choice. Term limits gives fresh ideas. Term limits allows people to come on and have their say in government.
More information about Issue 2 is available at uaex.edu/issue2. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.